It's time for another edition of Brad Huddleston's TechWise. Here's Brad.
I've been talking to you recently about self-harm, but I wonder if you've heard of the digital version. 9 News Colorado asked psychologist Dr. Cheryl Ziegler to explain. Digital self-harm is the online version of what self-harm is in person. So self-harm in person would be cutting yourself, burning yourself, scratching yourself. Digital means that they're going online and anonymously posting negative, horrible posts about themselves as a way to really harm themselves, but do it in a public and digital way. Dr. Ziegler added that digital self-harm affects about 9% of teenagers, a number I predict will only increase. As to why teenagers do this, she said, it's a cry for help. It's a way of saying, I'm hurting, I'm in pain. She explained that young people put negative comments about themselves on the internet to see how people will react. If you're a digital self-harmer, the most important comments you should care about are the ones God has written about you. In Isaiah 54, verse 10, God says that His unfailing love for you will not be shaken. And God says to you in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
We invite you to visit bradhuddleston.com for additional resources to help you with your digital journey.